Okay, the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph 102a, closing in on the end of Erevin. This is something I mentioned yesterday as a topic we talked about in Shabbos for a few dapim, but it's, you know, the last few dapim of Erevin are apparently a chazara of Shabbos, so it's par for the course here. So the Gemara tells, the Mishnah tells us, Negar HaNigrar. Negar HaNigrar, if you remember, is some kind of bolt, which is dragging on the ground. So the question is, can you use that dragging bolt to close up the door? Right? Can you put it into the hole? There's a question first of Bona, and then there's a question of Muktzah. They usually follow one from the other. If it's Bona, if it's Aser to use, so then it's going to naturally be considered Bona. Sorry, if it's Bona, then it's going to be Muktzah. Yeah, we talked about this towards the end of Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chavav 126. So the Gemara says, in the Beis HaMikdash, so you're allowed to do such a thing. You're allowed to use that as a bolt, because there's no type of muktzah in the... Rashi says, the Shavus Ba'amahu, the Eno Bona Mamish, it's not really Bona. Ho of a Kasha Lekach, because it's connected in some way to the door, like it's got a chain or something. It looks like you're building. And even though maybe it resembles building, and the Rabbanan say you shouldn't do such a thing, in the Beis HaMikdash we know that there's no gezera in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that the case? Presumably because in the Beis HaMikdash people are more careful, and therefore when they do things we have less of a concern that it's going to lead to do something else, or there's less of a perception that they're doing something wrong because it's the Beis HaMikdash. So in this case, even though technically we have a gezera not to use these bolts that are dragging on the ground because it resembles building, in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have any gezeras because we don't assume in that situation that a person's building or that a person would come to build if they use this type of bolt. Aval lo b'medina, but the rest of the world, you know, it says the rest of the country, the rest of the world, you don't have that luxury. You cannot do it because we make a gezera to not do something which resembles building. Hamunach kan v'kan, aser. One which is one which is completely resting, meaning it's not in any way connected to the ground. So then it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash or if you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be aser because that's a real bonet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamunach Mutar Mikdash Vanegar Rabbi Medina. So says Rabbi Yehuda, no, even if it's just sitting there, it's allowed to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, because he doesn't think that's a real building, but rather only a gezerah building. And Hanigrar B'Medina, and even one which is dragging, even though the Tanakhama said that would be us to the rest of the world, he says that it's so far removed from being Bona, then it is going to be mutter even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. She'enu kasher klal havin mamish. Rabbi Yehuda sever lav bin mamish hu el adoma l'binyan uv'mikdash lo gazer shvus. Yeah. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan ezu nigra hanigra negar hanigra shenol v'mikdash v'alol b'medina. What kind of bolt are we talking about? Kol shekasher v'taloi. It's the type of bolt which is connected and it's suspended. V'rosho echer megil aretz. And even though it's suspended and connected to the door, so then the bottom of it is still touching the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ze af medina mutter, as we just said, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's even okay in outside of Israel. And what, according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, is the problem? Ela ezehu negar shenoalin mamikdash avalo b'menina. What's the type that's not allowed in the mikdash and that's allowed in the mikdash and not allowed everywhere else? Right, this is the end of the Mishnah, basically, that it's completely disconnected, but it is resting up against the corner or something like that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yehuda b'Nigrar. We pass like Rav Yehuda that it's aser if it is only outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if it is connected but dragging. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's okay, though, because that's only aser midirabanan. Amar Rav, V'husha Kasha B'Dalas. This is on the assumption that it's connected to the door. So Gemara says, "Ini, is that true?" The Harabi Tavla Ikla Machoz of a Chazalahu Dahavadali Bivra Didashav Lo Amar Luhu Lo Midi. There's a story about Rabbi Tavla. I don't know if we've ever seen Rav Tavla before, but he came to Mechuza, and he saw that there was a bolt suspended from the door, meaning from the side of the door, which was not part of the door itself. Hold on. Busha Kashor. Yeah. So Rashi says Atzma. If you look at Rashi on Vahu Kusha Kashor Bedelis, it's Bedelis Atzma. It's connected to the actual door, not Velosha Kashor Bemezuzah. So in this case, I think what it's saying is that it was connected to the side of the door, meaning not the door itself. And nonetheless, he said it was okay, or at least he didn't say it was a problem. So the Gemara says, how could it be? So the Gemara implies, we ask Rava, is that not indicative of the fact that it doesn't have to be connected to the door itself? So the Gemara says, no, hahu nita b'igdo hava. That's a case where it is connected and it's taken with its rope, meaning it never disconnects. And if the bolt never disconnects, so then even when you're doing the lock itself, so then we're going to be make go to say that even on the side of the door, if it's connected only to the side, so that would also be good enough. Another story: Rav Avya Iklan Narda Chazila who gavra the have cut their begemi. He was connecting it with a reed or something, a more flimsy connection, not a real rope or a chain. So Amar Dain Lo Nitruk. For that, you're not allowed to use it as a lock because it's not really considered to be connected. Bai Rabbi Zera Nikmaz Mahu. So I don't exactly know what this means, but it's some kind of, here in the Sefer it says it's pressed into the ground, meaning that it's not really there's no like formal like locking mechanism that the bolt is used for, but it's just put into it. Rashi says shenichnas haneger b'chor ha'iskopa. That it goes into a hole into the threshold, v'nifchas oso hachor, and that hole had become smaller, v'yotze haneger letzad hakarka. I'm not really sure what that means. V'noetz bakarka. It doesn't go all the way into the hole, and somehow it gets pressed into the floor, into the ground. V'ad hash, the ayrik sheoskopa gavoa, v'ein hachor nikav ad haaretz. Fine. So the Gemara says, what's the situation there? So Amar Rav Yosef, Maiti Ba'ele, what's your question? Lo Shmile Hadetanya Nishmat Aser. Didn't you hear from the Braisa that if something is detached from the rope, so then it's Aser, Nikmaz Mutter. But if it's just pressed into the ground, so that would be okay. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Nikmaz Af Al Pi She'enu Nishmat Aser. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that if it's pressed into the ground, even if it's still attached, that would still be usher. A rare chumrah from Rabbi Yehuda here. Rashi says nishma means shenif like a chavashu kasher bo v'harehu munach bekeren zavus k'shpesavai. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, hold on. Chayes kubus v'nifchas oso hachor. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halach Rav Yehuda Nikmaz. We pass like Rav Yehuda L'chumra by Nikmaz that even if it's connected, it's still going to be Aser V'tam. Am I? Why? Amar Abai Mishum Demichzi Kibona. It looks like it is considered bona because it's pressed all the way into the ground and it becomes part of the structure. I guess it's more embedded and therefore it looks like it's more part of a substantial building process. I'm not really 100% sure, as I said before. Okay. If you make a handle for it, so what about that? So if you're talking about some kind of pestle which has a handle, itmar amrav nachumi barab ada aslo basiad mutter. If you make a handle for it, so then it'll be mutter. So then it's obvious. We already know that haushirisa to have bei rabbi padas to have madli bei. Madliu le be asara, v'shadulo atcha v'lo amrlu v'lo midi. So there was a situation where they went to Rabbi Pedas's house, and he was using this big locking mechanism that required 10 people to use it. It says here it was They would put it up against the door. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but he didn't say anything. So Amar Torah's Kliyala, the reason that it's okay is because it's a real utensil. It functions independently, and therefore it's allowed to be used. It's not a problem in Muktzah. So the Gemara says, Ha'hu Asisa, Tavas Bey, Tahavas Bey Mar Shmuel. There was a mortar in the house of Mar Shmuel, Tav Machzekas Adriba. That's some kind of measurement. It could hold a lot. Shara Mar Shmuel Lemishtiya Adasha. And he also said you could put it up against the door to hold it closed. So Amar Torah's Kliyala, it too had an independent designation as a vessel, and therefore it's okay. Shalach Rami Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram Neimalon Marmalin Meilam Al Yasa Daralin Mishmei Rav Asi Bechipi Darba. Tell us something. Tell us something good. Milim Al Yasa. Tell us something. A good shtickel that you said from Rav Asi in terms of the arches of a boat. Some kind of thing that they're draped over, you know, for like protection from rain and stuff like that. So the Gemara says, Shalach lehachi amar Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, Hani keep it to arba bezman sheish ban tefach. These arches, as long as they are not a tefach wide, meaning they come to a point. So then, inami in ben tefach ve'in ben lazel lazesh losha, or rather, and even then, if it doesn't have a tefach at the point at the top, as long as as long as there's never three tefachim in between, right? You can see a picture in Rashi in between the two sides. So lamachar maybe matzel zaparis alah. So then, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring this covering and put it over it. So my time, what would be the reason of this measurement? Most of all, arayhu v'shat per dami. Because in that case, when it's already, you know, it's already, the arches already exist, and you're just putting something over them, you're not really considered, it's not considered like you're making a roof, because you're just adding to it in a non-substantial way. So the Gemara says, Hanhu dichri dehavalei l'Rav Huna. We've seen this, by the way, in Shabbos, we already saw this. He had this ram that always needed to be covered during the day, and it needed to be, oh my gosh, my battery's running low on this computer here. We'll see what happens. So if you have he had these rams that during the day, they needed to be covered, and at night it required sort of ventilation. So Asla Kameh Rav, he brought it to Rav Amarlei, Zil Kruch Budja. So make the mat, these coverings, Vashayar Ba Tefach, and make sure that there's always going to be spread out only a Tefach worth. I'm imagining it as like they scrunch it up and then they bring it out. This is very halachically relevant for like strollers or for some other kind of covering, maybe mechitza. As long as you have a piece of it that's already existed from before Shabbos, when Shabbos starts, if you extend it after it's already been a tefach, so you're not creating a roof, you're just extending a roof, and therefore it's not really considered like bona. It's only mosif lohel arai. Okay, and that's okay. There are other times that maybe it might not be okay if it's a halachic significance, but we'll talk about that a different time. So Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya Vilon Mutzul and Tosul Mutzul Leparko B'Shabbos. A curtain which you put up is allowed to be removed and taken off. Is allowed to be spread out and taken down on Shabbos because it's only a temporary wall, just like a door. You do not violate the prohibition. It's a wall. It's not a roof or anything like that, and therefore it's okay. Okay, and because that's the main aspect of bonet is to create a full structure with a roof. Kilas chasanim mutzul leparkel and tosu b'Shabbos, the bridal canopy, which is very inclined, right? Very similar to the boat case. Mutzul leparkel and tosu b'Shabbos. Amar Rav Sheshes Brei de Rav Idi lo amrin ela she'in begaga tefach. As long as there's not a tefach on top, aval yesh begaga tefach aser. If there's a tefach at the point that the roof is wide enough that it's considered to be more than just the point, meaning more than a tefach, so that'll be aser because that's bona. V'chi ein begag tefach lo armon el she'ein beparkos mishol shesamach legag. And even within the first three tefachim of the top, right? The top is a point, and then as it comes down, it also can't be a tefach wide within three tefachim. because any of that three tefachim is considered a lava to the top, and that's going to be considered a roof also. This is Rashi and Tosfos, but suffice it to say that as long as even within three, there's no tefach. Even within the angle, there's no tafach afterwards. All just basically to determine whether or not there is a substantial roof to allow you to do this. So we talked about this in Shabbos, but there's machlokes Rashi Tosfos how to understand that anyway. V'amar Rav Shisha, Braid Rav Idi, Siyana Shari. A hat is okay. V'atani Asher, wait a second, there's a bride that says you can't wear a hat. So look, Asher, had the east be tevach, had the lace be tevach, it's about the brim. How big is the brim? If the brim is a tevach worth, that's considered a roof. And if it's smaller than that, that's considered to be just a hat. This is actually relevant for putting it on during the rain. It has to be specifically for covering, so it's not exactly when you see people's black hats with big rims that that's a problem. It's really just for the sake of, it's only a problem if it's for the sake of some kind of protection. Like if it's raining, you can't put on a hat which has a long brim. It's actually halachically relevant sometimes. Elamiata, sharbev beglima tefach, hachinami da aser. If you put over, you know, a cloak over your head, is that also a problem? Elokasha had miyadak had lo miyadak. So it's unclear. This Gemara, I think this Gemara is verbatim, also basically in Shabbos. So the Gemara says here, no, it's all a matter of the problem with the hat is not necessarily the tevach, although some pasuk like it, as I just said, but it could be also only the problem of whether or not it's situated, you know, tightly on your head, and the problem is really not a problem of bona as much as it's a problem of a ha'avara, that we're worried you're going to carry it. If it falls off of your head, you're going to pick it up and carry it in Rosh Hashanah, in which case, with our Erevin, it's never going to be a problem in that way. Okay, new Mishnah. Machzirin sir hatachton b'mikdash. You can put down the lower hinge pin, right? We talked about this, the word sir yesterday, it's a hinges. So if the bottom hinge of the door is disconnected, so it's still connected on top and it's hanging there pretty substantially, right? It's not like flapping back and forth. So then you can put that back in. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world, you can't put it back in because it looks like bona. Again, it's a gezerah. The elyon, however, if the top hinge is off, so kan v'kan aser, it's going to be aser everywhere because the top pin, the door is going to fall over. And therefore, when you put the top in, you're actually making a more substantial change, a more substantial building process. That's going to be aser even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, elyon HaMikdash v'atach pinina. Rabbi Yehuda says the other, just like before, that the top one you're allowed to do in the Mikdash, it's only gzeir, it's not real building. And the bottom one you can do anywhere you want. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, and Tzir Del Shida V'Tevo Migdal, that when it comes to the hinge pin of a door of a carriage, box, or cupboard. So in those situations, B'Mikdash Machzirin B'Medina Dochken, in the Mikdash, you're allowed to put them back. And everywhere else, you are Dochken, we push you away, we don't allow you to do it. I think that's what it means. Sorry. Doch Kin Rashi says, "Im lo yatsa kula mechor uskopa about ella hischa l'shami doch kin lechor." You can put it back if it's still connected a little bit. You can push it back in, but if it comes out completely, you're not allowed to. The elyon, however, if it's the top hinge, kam kan lo yachzir gzera shema yiska, you can't even put it back. You can't put it back because we're worried that you're really going to create a substantial permanent building process. Shamiiska, you're really going to embed it there, entrench it there. Vimtaka chayiv katas, that'll be chayiv midaraisa to do such a thing, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Shavor v'shal dos v'shal yatsia lo yachzer avim hitzur chayiv katas. Similarly, with a pit cistern or extension into a building, you cannot put it back. Those are all situations where it's a more of a substantial building process. Also, could be that it's dependent on whether it's connected to the ground. I believe that's what Rashi says. To have a binyan on chubar lekarkar, that's a real chashiv binyan. It doesn't matter what kind of building you're doing. If it's connected to the ground, so that's always going to be more substantial. Okay, another Mishnah. We're going quickly here. Machzir and retia b'mikdash. You can put back a bandage in the base of mikdash. About lo b'mendina. But not in the rest of the Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world. In betchila kan v'kan aser, if it's the first thing you did, meaning you're putting the bandage on for the first time, so that's always going to be aser. The question is whether you can put it back on if it was already connected. So the Gemara is going to have more conditions. Tanur Rabbanan, retia shapir shemel gabi makam afsirin b'shabbos. If it comes off a little bit, you can put it back. If it can be detached completely, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Huchlaka Lamata, if it slipped downwards, so then Docha Lamala, you can put it back, meaning it hasn't fall off completely. Lamala Docha Lamata, and you can put, if it slips upwards, so you can put it back down. Umegala Mitzas Aretio Mekaneach Piyamaka, and you can uncover some of it, and then recover it, or clean it off, and then recover it. Bechozer Megala Mitzas Aretio Mekaneach Piyamaka, you can uncover the other spot, and then recover it. But as long as you're not taking it off completely. But the bandage itself, you shouldn't do much because you're going to be spreading the ointment on top of the bandage. That's the rest. That's one of the malachos. That you can't let it go at all. You can't let it come off of your body. The only time that we paskin that it's... there's a leniency for the sake of I think that she just drabanan. Right. We only paskin that it's lenient for the first shita, that if it comes off completely, you can put it back on. That's only in a case when it falls off, but it doesn't fall to the floor. It falls onto something else. Aval pirsha gabi karka, if it falls to the floor, dibrei kol aser. In that situation, it would be like you're putting it on anew, and therefore you're not allowed to do it. Rashi has kilachachila dami. So Amr of Marabar, sorry, I'm trying to get through before my battery falls out here. Amr Marabar Avashi, Hava Kamina Kame Abba. I was in front of Abba, Naflale Abe Sadia. And his bandage fell onto Sadia. Here it says is a pillow. Vikam Hadrali put it back. So Aminale, Losavala Mar Lahad Amr of Chis, Machlok Shapirsha Gabi Kliaval Persha Gabi Karka Asir. Don't you know that there's machlokas about whether or not you can put it back if it falls out onto the floor? But in this case, I think it's on the. Hold on. Oh, they're understanding it to be that even Rabbi Yehuda says that would be aser. Which is true because Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be connected to your body. About Pirshei Gabi Karka Aser Amar Shmuel Halach Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel says that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amarli Lo Shmueli Klomar Lo Svirli says I don't hear you. I've never heard that, as if to say I don't agree with that. Interesting, the way that the Gemara says that. But either way, he says that's impossible like Rabbi Yehuda. He passes like the Tanakama, and so or actually he says even if it fell to the ground. You could put it back, and we pass on the Tanakhama in that sense. Interesting story. The Mishnah says, Koshra Nima Mikdash, you can tie up a string that came loose from a harp on Shabbos. This is very interesting, given the Gemaras that we know in Beitza about making utensils and not clapping on Shabbos, but we won't get into that right now. About Lo B'Nedina, but not in the rest of the world. You can only do it in the Mikdash, because that's a Gezerah. We'll see exactly why. If you're putting the strings on the harp, for the first time, so then that would be aser. So the Gemara says, "Urminu nimas kinor shenifzaka." If it's same thing, right? If it's a string which came undone, lohei kosher velo ela onva. You cannot substantially replace it, but you could only sort of make a loose bow. So it says, "Lo kasha harabanim harabbi Eliezer." There's two different shitas. The Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Machshirei Mitzvah Dochnas HaShabbos. This goes all the way back, if you remember, to the discussion of Rabbi Eliezer Demila. One of a great parak in Shabbos that we learned together, right? That Rabbi Eliezer thinks that you can do the preparation for a mitzvah even on Shabbos, right? The preparation for a mitzvah that's done on Shabbos is itself justified to do on Shabbos, even if it involves a malacha, as we saw from Rabbi Eliezer Demila, where he allowed them to carry the knife for the sake of the bris milah outside of the Erev. So according to him, kosher, you can tie it very strongly. Rabbanu da'ami endoch, and according to the Rabbanu, who says you can't do such a thing, you can only do the mitzvah itself on Shabbos, so then you can only do a bow. And for the harp, that was part of the bringing of the karbanos, and therefore they allow you to use the harp again. So why is Rabbi Eliezer saying that, why according to Rabbi Eliezer, are you only allowed to do it if it's fixing something which is already there? According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a preparation for a mitzvah. You should be able to do it from the beginning also, even if the string was never on the harp. Why is it only okay if you're fixing it? So El Alokasha, rather it's different. HaRabbi Yehuda v'HaRabbanan. Rather, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, based on his understanding of tying versus a bow. This was a little confusing. So the Gemara says, well, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that a bow is a real tying, the HaRabbi Yehuda libidaman, according to him, how is it that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to make a kashira, which is a significant kashira? If he's saying like Rabbi Eliezer, you should be allowed to do it in the first place. In the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't work either. It's really according to Rabbi Shimon or the Rabbanan. The Tana, the Brisa says, Ben Levi shenifsika lo nima b'kinor kosher, Rabbi Shimon omer onva. It's machlokas whether or not you can do one or the other. Rabbi Shimon says explicitly, or the Rabbanan say explicitly, you can tie it, and Rabbi Shimon says you can do a bow. Rabbi Shimon Elazar omer af. This is on to the next talk. Yeah, I want to get to the Mishnah if we can. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says the only time that it's okay, even if he ties it, is if the resulting sound is not permanent. It's not like the best sound. It's not like it was before. Rather, you should make it in a way that it's still not permanent, in the way that it says here, Mishalshom milamata v'kroch milamala, that you wind it, you unwind the string from the lower knob and wind it around the upper one. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I don't think I've ever seen a harp close up, so I couldn't even tell you. Mishalshom milamata v'kroch milamata, you attach it in ways that... doesn't make it exactly like it was before. I think that's what it means. Even if he ties a knot or bow, the harp will not issue the proper sound, and you would therefore be committing a transgression without performing the mitzvah in a fitting manner. Hold on. Maybe that's a problem, according to this Sfari. It's a problem unless he does the proper way. Viva Yisam, I'm not 100% sure what that means. Depends if they're coming from which type of string was broken. If it's in the middle, so then the sound is going to be affected, and it has to be reconnected better. But if it's on the side, you can get away with just doing a bow. So then we won't allow you to do more than what's necessary. So it's a string on the side, so that's when we say aniva, that's when you have to make the bow. But if it's in the middle, so you have to do a real kashira to make sure that it's staying there permanently. Or maybe it's really always talking about a string in the middle, and the question is whether it goes there to allow you to do more than is necessary, lest you come to do it in another situation. Here it says... Rashi says, "Harav Bishim v'Harabanu v'Raisa Tiktani Lo Koshra Midaraisa Shari Desfira Leiler Bishim Machshir Mitzvah Doch Nehechet Lo Efshalahu Miasum Bishim Gazera Hu DeGazer Emta Atum In Atzad Va'Amad The Lake Lemezer Midi Dachi." Let me say that in the English here. In the Braisa, that is prohibited even to tie a knot in the middle. It's a Gazera, last one unnecessary tie a knot on the side. Yeah, so on the side, you're allowed to do it because it's a real mitzvah. That's part of the actual mitzvah. At least according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be allowed to do it because he allows you to do machshire mitzvah on Shabbos. But if it's in the middle, where it's unnecessary to do such a thing, so we're worried that you're going to... that you're not going to do it on the side? Less one unnecessarily tie a knot on the side as well. Unnecessarily tie a knot. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Because you should be able to do a knot on the side too. I'm not 100% sure, unclear what the last part of the Mishnah means because it doesn't really explain itself, but there's a gezeira that we're worried that if you allow the person to tie a knot in the middle, they're going to tie a knot on the side, where it would be more substantial maybe. Not 100% sure. Either way, if you have a harp and you have to fix it on a Shabbos, ask me a shayla. I'll try to figure it out on the spot. Okay. Shkayach. Battery's about to fall out. So, everyone should have a good day. It's Hashem.